Okay, this is the first audio boo that I've done since upgrading my main workstation to a Mac Pro powered workstation, if you will. I had an iMac 24-inch that was about 2 years old before this upgrade. And give you a couple of reasons why I did this. I have about 1.5 terabytes of data, including video and photo clips, a whole bunch of photos, of course. And my 24-inch unit had a 1 terabyte hard drive, which was not really sufficient to keep all my data on. And so I decided to go ahead and upgrade to a Mac Pro, which is more versatile as far as it. You can put 4 hard drives in it. You can put RAM in it easily. You can just upgrade things a little easier, and it has more flexibility. And it will also, with 1 graphics card, run up to 3 monitors. With 2 graphics cards, it'll run 6 monitors. So, and I have a quick little footnote that I'll add on that subject after I get into the main benefits of this. System that I ended up configuring was a 6-core Mac Pro system, 1 processor, 6 cores, 3.33 clock speed. This has increased my the speed of the work that I can get done significantly, and it will even more so as more of the programs that I use become 64-bit. Some of them are still 32-bit, for example, iMovie. But my Aperture program, which is 64-bit, when I open up my large Aperture library, it loads a lot faster. The processing, everything's a lot faster. So I have seen significant improvements already in the processing of photos. Even rendering out video clips and so forth happens faster. Everything's happening faster. For example, the parade that I covered down in Gaithersburg, several hundred photos that I uploaded, and about a 15-minute 720p HD video that I produced. Instead of the total work time being maybe 4 hours previously, it was more like 2 hours this time to get all of that processing done and get those things up on the web. So I am seeing a lot of improvement in my workflow. Now, getting back to the 3 monitor situation. Keep in mind, if you want to run 3 monitors with these, you do need, this is assuming you have DVI monitors, monitors with a standard DVI connection. You do need 2 of the $99.50 adapters. And I did put a video up on my YouTube channel. So go to craigship.com and click through to the video and you'll see more details on that. But suffice is to say, the standard mini DisplayPort to DVI adapters are not going to work if you want to run 3 monitors. If you want to run 2, they're going to work fine. If you want to run 3, you need the special adapters that are $99.50. You need 2 of them to get the 3 monitors working. I have heard some people have been able to get them working with just 1 of those adapters, but I advise 2. In most cases, you're probably going to need 2. So, having said all that, I've got the 3 monitors working here. The computer is very fast. It's really switch-like when I launch programs and close programs. And I haven't even put an SSD in yet. I'm planning on upgrading. I've got 1 hard drive, the hard drive that came with it, the 1 terabyte drive, that has my operating system on it. All my programs and so forth are on that drive. And then the data is on another drive. I'm planning on upgrading the drive with my programs on it to an SSD, which will speed things up even more as far as launching programs and all that sort of thing. So that I plan on doing probably next spring. The prices are still coming down on the SSD drives and so forth. So probably do that upgrade in the spring, and then I can report to you on the improvement in performance once I've done that upgrade. So I have a couple of videos up that go into this in a little more detail and show the setup and so forth. So go to craigship.com, and click through to my YouTube videos, and you'll be able to see those. And thanks, as usual, thanks for tuning in. And if there's anything else I can share with you, feel free to put a comment in my Twitter respond to me via the YouTube or through my website, and I'll be happy to address any questions that you might have. Again, my website is craigship.com. Thanks for tuning in.